Right, in this video, we're going to be practicing chunks on the topic of animals. Okay, remember, there are different ways to practice. I'm sure you're familiar with the routine. Let me remind you a final time. We'll be repeating, saying the opposite, changing tense, something true for you, substitution and synonyms, and chopping them up and trying different ones. Okay, great. Let's begin with our first chunk, in the wild, which means in nature, so not in captivity, not in a zoo. Okay, let's begin with repeat, in the wild. Repeat. Tigers live in the wild. We should let tigers live in the wild. Repeat. Good. This time, I want you to use a synonym of should. So another word or words for should. We should let tigers live in the wild. Good. So you might have said, we ought to let tigers live in the wild. Or it would be a good idea to let tigers live in the wild. So synonyms, we've got should, ought, to, which becomes ought to, or it would be a good idea, it'd be a good idea. Very good, nice. Finally, what do you think? What is true for you? I think we should let tigers live in the wild. What about you? Okay, great. Let's move on to the next chunk. Get close up, which means to go near to, right? Begin with a repeat. Get close up. I'll say it quickly. Get close up. Good. Get close up to a lion. Repeat. I'd love to get close up to a lion. Repeat. This time, substitute another animal instead of lion. I'd love to get close up to a lion. Great. So you might have said, I'd love to get close up to a tiger, or I'd love to get close up to an elephant. Whatever you said, tell me why. Right. You see, I'd love to get close up to an elephant because I'd love to see those big ears to see if they're really as big as they look like in the photos. Great, let's move on. Saying the opposite, I'd love to get close up to a lion. Right, so you might say, I'd hate to get close up to a lion, or I wouldn't love to get close up to a lion, or you might have said, I'd love to get far away from a lion. Close up to, far away from. Opposites. Great, different possibilities. Let's see what's true for you. For me, I wouldn't love to get close up to a lion. What about you? How interesting. Lovely, good. Let's move on to the next chunk, cramped. So cramped is an adjective, cramped, good, meaning not enough room, remember? Let's begin with repeating. Cramped, too cramped. The cages are too cramped. In most zoos, the cages are too cramped. Very good. Notice, because I unstress R, it becomes a. The cages are too cramped. Let's try again. Repeat. In most zoos, the cages are too cramped. Very nice. Now change to a present perfect tense. Present perfect is I have done something, right? Change to the present perfect. In most zoos, the cages are too cramped. Right, what you should say is, in most zoos, the cages have been too cramped. Or contracting, in most zoos, the cages have been too cramped. To give context, you may want to say, in most zoos, the cages have been too cramped in recent years. Right? Giving it context. Excellent. Very good. Something true for you. I don't like zoos because the cages are too cramped. What do you think? Great. Remember, don't be lazy, right? Don't just say, oh, yes, I agree, right? Make sure you're practicing the chunks. It's all about the practice. Speak as much as you can. You can even pause and talk for 50 minutes about it and then come back to me. It's all about the practice at this stage. Let's move on to one more chunk. Extinction. Extinction is a noun meaning to no longer exist or to die out, but it's the noun, right? Okay. Let's begin with repeat. Extinction. In danger of extinction. Very good. Notice the of becomes of. In danger of. In danger of extinction. Repeat again. In danger of extinction. Repeat. Many animals are in danger of extinction. Very good. Good, because you're noticing again the R becomes a. Right, because we're not stressing it, it becomes a. Many animals are in. Many animals are in danger of extinction. Repeat. Great, you're picking up the right sounds. Good. Say the opposite. Many animals are in danger of extinction. Opposite. Right, good. You may have said, many animals aren't in danger of extinction. Aren't in danger of extinction. You may have stressed, many animals are not in danger of extinction. That's fine. Maybe you said, few animals are in danger of extinction. Few, opposite of many. Or maybe you said, many animals are safe from extinction. Right? In danger of, safe from. Opposites. Nice. Good. Let's next use a synonym of extinction. Many animals are in danger of extinction. You needed to think a bit, right? Many animals, you might have said, many animals are in danger of dying out. Or you could say, many animals are in danger of disappearing. Those are the ones that pop into my mind. Maybe you had another one. I'm not sure. Finally, what do you think? So something true for you. Here's my opinion. We should protect all animals that are in danger of extinction. And you? Nice. Lovely. Great. Well done. That's the end of our practice on animals. It's almost the end. Wait a minute. No, it's not. We've got another chunk. Come on, Keith. Keep on the ball. The last chunk. Leave a lot to be desired, right? Now, this is kind of an idiomatic expression, and it means not good enough. To leave a lot to be desired. Let's begin with repeating. Leave a lot to be desired. The living conditions leave a lot to be desired. Repeat. Good. The living conditions in most zoos leave a lot to be desired. Repeat. Nice. Notice, as it's getting longer, what we normally do is we kind of break it to have a pause in the middle. It helps, right? So we say, the living conditions in most zoos... pause, leave a lot to be desired. Try. That's it. That's still fluency. That's very good. Say the opposite. The living conditions in most zoos leave a lot to be desired. Opposite? Right, so you may have said the living conditions in few zoos or in a few zoos leave a lot to be desired. Or the living conditions in most zoos don't leave a lot to be desired. Or you could say, well, the living conditions in most zoos are good enough. Okay, great. What do you think? I think the living conditions in most cities leave a lot to be desired. What do you think? And why do you think so? Okie dokie. You know, I think the living conditions in a lot of cities leave a lot to be desired because there's a big influx of people into the cities and they are too cramped and there's just not enough, well, not enough facilities for everybody. For example. Okay. Now, we're going to finish this practice by just going back to one of the original questions we looked at in the other video about animals. And I'm going to ask you the question and I want you to give your answer, speak out naturally. You can use one or two chunks if you want, but you don't have to. But if you can try and use maybe one to start practicing. Ready? Speak for about 15 to 20 seconds. And your question is, do you like to go to the zoo? Great, that will do. Excellent. That's the way to practice. That's the end of this video. Let's move on.